The Office of Personnel Management says it's not about to let employee engagement fall back from its six-year high score reached in 2017. To keep the momentum, OPM is working with agencies to spread success stories. It's encouraging them to evaluate their progress more often than just once a year. Julie Brill is the OPM's Acting Deputy Associate Director for the Senior Executive Service and Performance Management. She tells Executive Editor Jason Miller all about it.
We've been highlighting those drivers behind employee engagement, such as performance feedback, leadership, training, work life, and well-being of employees. And agency leaders understand that connection between productivity, retention, job satisfaction, and employee engagement. So they've been working hard and are actively pursuing employee engagement goals. And members of leadership are responding by paying attention to the results and prioritizing those results in terms of making sure conversations are happening around the results and action plans are being developed in response to those results. OPM has also developed and provided agencies a number of tools, including the website unlocktalent.gov, and this provides agencies with their engagement results, which help them make data-driven decisions, improve employee engagement, and, of course, ultimately improve organizational performance. And the unlocktalent.gov site has a community of practice which has been very active. Agencies have provided various examples of things that they have done that have helped them make great strides in turning their EVS results into effective action and then ultimately increasing their employee engagement and organizational performance.
There's a couple things I want to touch upon that you went through. The first is this idea of what are the drivers: leadership, training, work-life balance, well-being, all connected to job satisfaction. That is not rocket science. That's not surprising. And I'm going to connect it back to unlocktalent.gov as well. Is the having the data that shows that, is that the difference here? That, okay, I can tell you that that's the driver, but now I can actually see it. That's what's driving this.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct, Jason, because I think organizations and have been emphasizing employee engagement, but then if you're a leader, if you're a manager, if you're a supervisor, like, okay, I want to improve my employee engagement, but what does that mean? So OPM started with making it clear, you know, here's the definition of employee engagement, and we did some research to develop that definition and have a report called Engaging the Federal Workforce, How to Do It and Prove It. And then from there, we did some analyses of the EVS results and indicated, okay, it's performance feedback, leadership, training, work life. It's not rocket science, just like you said, but it really helped those organizations that were developing action plans hone in on the areas that they could move that needle on, you know, focus on employee feedback and training and for their employees, career development and work-life programs.
One of the things that you bring up about the community of practice is now people can share what has worked and other people can, you know, borrow from their experiences. When you have looked at the community of practice, what are some of the things that stood out to you? And if you can be specific about the agency, that'd be great. And if not, if you can be more general, just about what were some of the best practices that seem to rise to the top.
We've highlighted a number of them in different forums, but some that come to mind are Department of Commerce. They laid out material for their managers with a big roadmap. Okay, this is now you have your results. Here's how to interpret it. Then you have conversations, develop your action plans, you monitor it. So it creates that roadmap that makes it very easy, very visual, so then the managers can then act upon the results. And in addition, HUD is another one that comes to mind. One, they have developed some videos highlighting other organizations and academicians talking about employee engagement, but they developed a tool which is essentially a scorecard that allows each office and work unit to easily see their strengths and their weaknesses in terms of the action plans that they've developed around employee engagement. So those are a couple that come to mind. We also have highlighted Social Security Administration and State Department on different webinars that we've recorded and put on that community of practice where they've talked about their journey. And the State Department, what they did was they really took that strategic approach. You know, we'd do a thorough analysis, get to the why behind their data, and then develop some action plans and just keep the course, keep to the course, moving forward with that action plan, and then each year it would be, okay, how are we doing? Let's check in. But they then don't drop that last action plan and move on to another one. They kept with that original action plan, just using that data as an evaluation point to say, yes, we're doing the right thing, or no, we're not, and if we're not, how do we tweak it? And so they've highlighted their stories, and those are up there on the community practice as well.
Has OPM looked at some of these best practices and says, okay, how can we move this government-wide, or how can we combine, you know, what SSA is doing and what HUD is doing to provide a tool for the rest of government? Have you guys had those discussions yet?
The idea around best practices sharing is to then identify what might work for your organization. I mean, the survey feedback analysis cycle, that ongoing cycle of take the survey, you provide feedback, you develop that action planning, and you evaluate and monitor and then complete that cycle. That's basically the best practice. And how you do that will vary by, you know, your leaders, your resources, your problems, the issues behind it. If they're really complex, it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. But it, you know, highlighting the best practices allows agencies to see what resonates with them in terms of what applies to them, and then that commitment to action. And really, it's owning it, developing it themselves, and owning it that is the big part of what makes it most effective.
Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the best practices. Are there other innovations that have come up around employee engagement that you're seeing across government that maybe aren't quite considered best practices yet, but are something where you or someone at OPM has said, wow, that's different?
One thing that comes to mind is something we're excited about, and that is the Performance Management Plus. We held some thought leader forums with different thought leaders like David Rock, Marcus Buckingham, and learn from that, you know, if performance management and feedback is a driver to employee engagement, what does that look like? How can that be improved? And so the Performance Management Plus that our office is encouraging agencies to pursue is to get out of that structure that you live in of that mid-year and end of the year. You have your performance appraisal, you develop your plan, you have the mid-year check-in, and then the end of the year. And we want to encourage ongoing conversations with the supervisors and employees where it's immediate feedback and frequent check-ins to make sure, one, the employees are aligned with priorities of the organization, that the feedback is immediate, that if you did something in October, that the supervisor didn't write it down and then tell you about it in the mid-year in March. It makes so much more sense. It's something an employee will be able to act upon immediately if they get that immediate feedback. And then it's also understanding employees' strengths and leveraging those to complete the mission, as well as developing individuals through their weaknesses. So that's one thing we're excited about that is an innovation. A lot of organizations outside of the federal government have implemented this and seen great success.
And remind people, the Performance Management Plus is a training course that you guys launched just in October.
Absolutely, yes. So we introduced the concept earlier, and then we had developed the course that's available on HRU.gov, or agencies can upload it to their learning management systems. But yes, that really does help walk individuals through that and help people understand what is meant by that.
Julia Brill is the Acting Deputy Associate Director for the Senior Executive Service and Performance Management at the Office of Personnel Management. Check out Jason's story at federalnewsradio.com.